This episode is brought to you by KitCaster. KitCaster books you on top podcasts. How do funded startup founders attract prospects and talent? Podcast interviews. How do entrepreneurs with exits find new deals? Podcast interviews. How do C-suite execs differentiate in crowded markets? Podcast interviews. KitCaster books you on top podcasts. Click the link in the show notes for a special offer. Celebrate good conversation.
This podcast is brought to you by BitIRA, my affiliate partner. BitIRA leads the industry in helping consumers diversify their retirement accounts with cryptocurrency investments. Why BitIRA? Because they are among the most secure and compliant digital IRA solutions, guys, providers on the market. Their uncompromising commitment to security includes storing consumers' cryptocurrency in cold storage within grade V nuclear bunkers, protecting consumers' stored cryptocurrency with end-to-end insurance, complying proactively with regulations by using regulated exchanges and registering with the U.S. government. Every asset class carries its own set of advantages. The key is achieving your financial objectives and growing your wealth is understanding those advantages and learning to balance your investments across a range of appropriate asset classes suited to your unique situation. So per notice 2021 from the Internal Revenue Services, digital currencies are treated as personal properties for tax purposes, thus making them eligible to be held inside a digital IRA account. That means that any gains you accrue through your digital currency investments remain tax-free until you withdraw them from your retirement account as a distribution. And here's something else that many people don't know. If you sell your digital currencies within your IRA without taking a distribution, any gains that you may have made can be reinvested in other asset classes. In other words, your IRA does not need to remain entirely in digital assets to keep this tax deferred designation. The current cryptocurrencies you can actually invest in BitIRA are Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Chainlink, Ethereum, Ethereum Classic, Zcash, and Stellar Lumens. Welcome to the future. I'm BioChef T, and guys, click my BitIRA link, affiliate link, right in the description to learn more and get yourself a free guide on digital IRAs. Peace. Welcome back to VecTween. I'm BioChef T, and I have three articles for you guys. One is going to be on Science Daily, where we are going to be talking about new agricultural technology that can actually help ease the global food crisis. Then we're going to move along to High Times. King's College London begins 6,000-person study on cannabis mental health. And lastly, we're going to end our podcast with SEC and Ripple Endgame. Ripple aims to ultimate win against the regulator. So that's found on fxstreet.com. A lot of great stuff today. Let's head back over to sciencedaily.com, where we're talking about the new agricultural technology that can actually help ease the global food crisis. Researchers from Tel Aviv University and Israeli Oceanographic and Limnological Research Institute in Haifa have developed an innovative technology that enables the growth of enriched seaweed infused with nutrients, proteins, dietary fiber, and minerals from human and animal needs. So in quotes down below, I'm not going to read the whole entire article, but I found this really interesting. Seaweed can be regarded as a natural superfood, more abundant in necessary components of the human diet
than other food sources. Through the technological approach, we develop a farm owner. A farm owner or entrepreneur will be able to plan in advance a production line of seaweed rich in substance in which they are interested, which can be used as health foods or nutritional supplements. For example, seaweed with particular high levels of protein, seaweed rich in minerals such as iron, iodine, calcium, magnesium, and zinc, or in special pigments or antioxidants. The enriched seaweed can be used to help populations suffering with malnutrition and nutritional deficiencies. For example, disadvantaged populations around the world, as well as supplements to a vegetarian or vegan diet. Moreover, unlike proposed seaweed farming approach does not require extensive land, fresh water, or large amounts of fertilizer. It is environmentally friendly and preserve nature and the ecological balance by reducing environmental risk. The new methodology, in fact, offer an idea situation of sustainable and clean agriculture. Today, integrated agriculture is beginning to receive support from governments around the world due to its environmental benefits, which include the reduction of nutrient loads on coastal waters and of the emissions of gases and carbon footprints. In this way, it contributes to combating the climate crisis and global warming. Really great stuff here. The article goes on a little bit further, but feel free to tap the link in the bio description. You're going to go over to Science Daily, where the article is talking about new agricultural technology can actually help ease the global food crisis. Let's move on. Over here on Healthline, we're talking about King's College London begins 6,000 person study of cannabis and mental health. So a new study launched in London aims to bridge the gap between cannabis and mental health benefits and or risk, with early results published in 2023 or 2024. So they have some time here, it looks like. King's College London, which is ranked one of the top 10 universities in UK, recently announced that it would be launching a study to examine the effects of cannabis on mental health. The study will be led by Dr. Martha Day Forte, a medical researchers council senior clinical fellow who has conducted cannabis-based research in the past. In quotes, "We wish to reach out to those out there using cannabis, and particularly those benefiting from it. Without their help, we will continue to help to have a polarized debate on cannabis, with us thinking it is all bad and should be banned, and other believe that because of its plant, it cannot have adverse effects," Day Forte said. The study called Cannabis and Me is fully funded by King's College London. Day Forte initially submitted to the MRC in 2019, and it was approved in 2020 with a $2.5 million grant. In quotes, "The pandemic has delayed the start to date. The study involves several collaborations and labs, which were all affected by COVID-19. Finally, everyone is ready to start," Day Forte explained. "The study is set to run for 5 years, with early results published again in 2013 and possibly 2024. So in a description of the study's proposed, authors examines the needs for more research in the light of the rapid increase of consumers across the globe. Therefore, in quotes, "at the time when cannabis use is increasing worldwide, this study focuses on understanding the wider impact on cannabis use on the physical and mental health of cannabis users. It also aims to identify environmental and biological factors which can explain the different effects people experience when using cannabis, and particularly identify those users more likely to experience mental health and social issues. Studies will include, again, 6,000 participants ranging from 18 to 45 years of age and must reside in London area. They will be required not only to take part in the online study, but must also agree to a face-to-face assessment, blood sample donation, and a VR experience, which will be used to measure an individual's psychological response to specific situations. An important caveat to participations includes an individual having no previous or current diagnosis of psychotic disorders and should not be receiving treatment for that condition. This is great news. I think, you know, just more studies coming out, more donations going towards understanding cannabis a little bit more. Cannabis is definitely part of our future as we see the growth and expansion and laws being built around it or molding it, or however you want to look at it. But I think this is a positive approach to cannabis, and hopefully we get more of this globally, you know, even in the US as well, to see how what I really want to see as well is more studies around cannabis and cancer. I think that's going to be really impactful for the future and for people in general who are going through treatment or, you know, that sort of thing. So hopefully we'll start to see more studies around that. That'll be great. Let's move on. Lastly, we're going to end our podcast on SEC versus Ripple endgame. Ripple aims to ultimate win against the regulator. So this case has been going on for 2 years, and it's been quite a battle, I would say. I am a XRP holder for a very long time, actually. I want to say since 2017. And I just find this case to be really, really interesting and confusing in the sense of what the SEC is putting out there versus what they have done. Won't get into that whole political side of things, but I just want to really cover this article here, and feel free to always research more about this particular cryptocurrency, XRP. Ripple's the company who pretty much facilitates XRP throughout the world. XRP helps bridge fiat to fiat and many other things. So the Securities and Exchange Commissioner and Ripple Labs have jointly filed a proposal for speedy resolution of the lawsuit. The payment giant has battled the SEC over the closing stages of arguments on Hinman's speech and expert testimony. Ripple CTO David Schwartz explained why XRP Ledger is better and more decentralized than that Bitcoin and I guess they meant than Bitcoin and Ethereum. Ripple and SEC are both looking for a speedy close to the lawsuit that has dragged on since December of 2020. The two part is crazy to think 2 years. Insane. 2 years. Oh my gosh. Hold on 1 second here. Yeah. So the two parties made a proposal to ensure easy and timely access to their briefs. Ripple and SEC seeks approval for quick resolution. Ripple and Security and Exchanges Commissioners wrote a letter to Han, Judge Torres, seeking the court's approval for regulate summary judgment motions. These motions will be filed in the coming weeks. I think it's this week, to be honest. Could be wrong. Or next week. Anyway, Brad Garlinghouse, Chris Larson, and SEC's joint proposal with respect to sealing issues ahead of the court filing is a key step in the direction of a resolution. If the judge grants the request, both parties will have access to briefs and unseen documents. Both parties have agreed that redacts will be minimum and on schedule. Ripple CEO David Schwartz recently stressed that XRP Ledger's adoption has picked up the pace in 2022. The project's operational speed, attractive fees, policy, and scalability are the key benefits of the XRP Ledger. Ripple's recent foray in the metaverse is another driving factor for the firm. Ripple recently struck a partnership with a San Francisco-based design agency, B-Trax Inc. Ripple is the design agency strategic partner. The service includes Web3 research and report, a Web3 bootcamp, and a Web3 design service. The partnership with Ripple is a testament to the robustness of the XRPL to support the acceleration of Web3 projects in the global market space. Analysts predicts price rally to 46 cents. Michael Grulon, a leading crypto analyst, has set a bullish target of 46 cents for XRP price. Perez has identified as an ascending triangle in the XRP price chart and predicted a rally to 43 cents. In December 2022, XRP price could hit its target of 46 cents with consistent gains. Analysts therefore retain a bullish outlook on XRP ahead of a decision in the SEC versus Ripple case. Cool. Very cool. Ripple has been expanding during these past 2 years, creating partnerships, expanding globally, and they're like the Amazon to blockchain and crypto. That's what Ripple is. And XRP is the facilitator, the value being moved around, the internet of value. You know, that's a great way to look at it. Just anything of value, XRP can basically move around the world. Fast, efficient, sustainable, and cheap. It's amazing. So the next few weeks, we should be hearing some news from this case, because we're at the very tail end of this case being wrapped up. And if it goes further, it could go into first quarter, second quarter of next year. And hopefully, maybe it doesn't go there. And if it does, and hopefully that's the end. We'll see. And yeah, we'll just see how this all turns out. It's crazy how lawsuits can be just dragged out the way it is. And this is my first time really following like a lawsuit, and some of the stuff that's been going back and forth between SEC and Ripple has just been incredible. And yeah. And the delays from SEC, the amount of delays over the last 2 years. And I was just like, I'm no law expert, but I didn't understand how is the SEC able to issue so many delays, you know? Anyway, so hopefully this year we'll hear some great news from this lawsuit. That's the hope. Anyhow, hope you all are doing well out there. I'm BioShift T. Thanks again for joining me right here on VecTween. I'll catch you all on the next one. And again, I have about, not again, but just to kind of give you guys an update, I have about another 4 to 5 interviews coming up, and we're going to be touching on food, technology, specifically in the blockchain sector, which is going to be really cool. And hopefully I'm going to get someone that had personally worked with Ripple and knows all about Ripple and XRP. So I'm super excited to get that interview and share with you all so that you can just be updated with what's happening in the world today. Peace. Hey guys, I just wanted to stop in here real quick. I know you just heard the BitIRA partnership that I have early in the podcast, but I wanted to remind you that BitIRA is actually giving away a Ledger Nano S. Ledger Nano S. Now, you're probably asking yourself, if you're not familiar with cryptocurrency, blockchain trading, and all that good stuff, what is a Ledger Nano S? So if you head over to ledger.com and you go over to introducing the Ledger Nano S, it's all about reclaiming your power over money. Combine the Ledger Nano S with the Ledger Live app for maximum security and control over your digital assets. The Ledger Nano S keeps your coins and NFTs offline and protected. So you can actually buy, exchange, and grow your cryptocurrency. You can manage and invest your cryptocurrency anytime, anywhere with Ledger and their partner. Buy, exchange, trade crypto in seconds, the simple, safe, and smart way. It's pretty cool stuff, guys. I you know, have my own Ledger Nano, and I've had it for many years, and I am completely happy with it. I am also invested in BitIRA as well, so for retirement, and that's actually a really great place to actually, you know, park your crypto if you're looking to invest your money into something that's new, fresh to the market, and possibly going to be growing over the years. Obviously, this is not financial advice. I am not your financial advisor. This is something that's I am, you know, just introducing to my podcast, and blockchain and crypto is developing, is going to continue to develop. It doesn't look like it's going away. So I just find it important to bring attention to this market on my platform as I continue to expand my podcast just from food and branch it out into sort of a just healthy living lifestyle experience. So check it out, guys. Check out the BitIRA link in the podcast description, like I mentioned in the preview, the beginning of this podcast. And this might be something you might be interested in. Also, BitIRA is no longer charging a fee, a monthly fee, to hold your crypto on their sites. So that monthly fee has been removed. So that's great news. Check it out, guys. I'm BioShift T. Catch you guys in the next one. Peace out.